listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, I want to talk to you about how revival is somewhat like Judgment Day. I'm going to read you from Acts chapter 5, verses 5 and 6, where we read this. Then Ananias, hearing these words, fell down and breathed his last. So great fear came upon all those who heard these things. And the young men arose and wrapped him up, carried him out, and buried him. A man named Ananias, along with his wife, lied to God and they cheated the church. They did it to appear more generous and more spiritual than they really were. Shockingly, God brought swift judgment. We read there in verse 5, "Then Ananias, hearing those words, fell down and breathed his last." Now please notice, Peter did not pronounce a death sentence on Ananias. It isn't the business of the church to pronounce a death sentence on anyone. Peter simply confronted him with his sin, and Ananias fell down dead. And he was probably more surprised than anyone else when Ananias fell down dead. Now, this was a harsh penalty for a sin that seems common today. Some people wonder if God was too harsh against against Ananias. But maybe the greater wonder is that God delays his righteous judgment in almost all other cases. Ananias received exactly what he deserved. He simply could not live in the atmosphere of purity that marked the church at that time. As well, the judgment on Ananias must be seen in the context of its time. This was a critical stage for the early church, and such impurity, sin, scandal, and even satanic infiltration could have corrupted the entire church at its root. You see, then you could say that the church was all root. The branches of the church had not yet developed. We can guess that one reason we don't see God's judgment just like this today is because God's church has so many branches. Even if the entire body of Christ in the United States were to become corrupt through scandal or sin, there is plenty of strength in the other parts of God's tree, so to speak, all around the world. What God did in Acts chapter 5 shows it is wrong to assume that there is always more time to repent, more time to get right with God, more time to get honest with Him. Any such time given by God is an undeserved gift that He owes no one. We should never assume that it will always be there. Now, there was an immediate result from the death of Ananias. It says, so great fear came upon all those who heard these things. God's purpose was definitely accomplished in the church as a whole. This was evidence of a great work of God among His people. When God begins to move in a mighty way among His people, it often starts with the exposure of sin, leading to radical repentance. God wouldn't allow for a cover-up. This was going to be exposed so God's people would take sin seriously. We often think revival is something triumphant, moving from glory to glory. True revival from God is glorious, but it often begins as judgment day for the church. But after the judgment and after things are settled, real blessing flows. If God is cleaning house in your church or in your life, don't despise it. It could be the start of the revival that you've been praying for.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.